they go, as all the digits change. What other significance can it possibly have? 10, along with its multiples, is an arbitrary number. January the 1st is an arbitrary date. And if you happen to think that the birth of Jesus Christ is a significant moment, then all we can say with any certainty is that 1 AD isn't when it happened. Or 0 AD, if the previous year had been called that, which, as we all know, because the pedants keep banging on about it, it wasn't. Then, as the historians, a much more interesting bunch than the pedants, tell us, the calendar has been played around with so many times in the intervening years anyway that the whole thing is doubly meaningless. Consider this. We've only relatively recently got our time and date-keeping precisely defined and standardized with the aid of atomic clocks and such like. And on January the 1st, 2000, if the doomsayers are to be believed, all of our computer systems will go haywire and plunge us back in the Stone Age. Or not, as the case may be. So it seems to me that midnight on December 31st is the only solid and reliable point we have in the entire sorry mess. And so perhaps we should be celebrating that, just a little bit. And instead of saying that we have got the end of the millennium or bi-millennium wrong, we should say that our ancestors got the beginning of it wrong, and that we've only just sorted the mess out before starting a new mess of our own. Anyway, what the hell does it matter anyway? It's just an excuse for a party. But first, to unfinished business. One particularly niggling piece of unfinished business, it occurred to me the other day in the middle of a singing session with my 5-year-old daughter, is the lyrics to Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music. It doesn't exactly rank as a global crisis, but nevertheless, it brings me up short any time I hear it, and it shouldn't be that difficult to sort it out. But it is. Consider. Each line of the lyric takes the name of a note from the sol fa scale, and gives its meaning. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun, etc. All well and good so far. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. Fine. I'm not saying this is Keats exactly, but it's a perfectly good conceit, and it's working consistently. And here we go into the home stretch. So, a needle pulling thread. Yes, good. La, a note to follow so. What? Excuse me? La, a note to follow so? What kind of lame excuse for a line is that? Well, it's obvious what kind of line it is. It's a placeholder. A placeholder is what a writer puts in when he can't think of the right line or idea just at the moment. But he'd better put in something and come back and fix it later. So I imagine that Oscar Hammerstein just bunged in a note to follow so and thought he'd have another look at it in the morning. Only when he came to have another look at it in the morning, he couldn't come up with anything better. Or the next morning. Come on, he must have thought. This is simple, isn't it? La, a something something what?